something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. We are here live at the Copper Box Grand Final Day 2019 as we find out this year's Vitality Netball Super League champions. But who will it be? Can Wasps make it three titles in a row? Or is there an upset on the cards? As could Thunder take the win? It's just finished. The first game has seen Team Bath take third, beating Lightning 62-53. And join me in a sec as I go and try and see what I can find.
In the turning game, to say the least, and in that third quarter, you just seemed to push on and get that victory.
Yeah, I think we sorted ourselves out attacking-wise. We were just doing too much work rather than being a bit smarter, so we just went back to our game plan.
And that was easy. Some of the bits of flow in that game that just carried you through the season as well.
Yeah, I think we just had to go back to what worked for us the entire season, you know, being ball side, having the quick gives and goes and things like that. So just playing to our strengths rather than playing into their hands.
And people don't see it every week, but some of the passages of play between Serena and then Sophie and then you, it just clicked, didn't it?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's we've built over the season, and it's good to finish off on a win like that. We had some real court craft tonight, so it was quite good to finish on a high note.
And nice for Jess as well.
Absolutely. You know, she's been incredible for us all year. She's been a real leader for us and pushing us harder to be better. And, you know, it's great to get that win for her.
And you'll be wanting to stick around for past five?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I don't really know too much about it, to be fair. So, yeah, maybe.
Did you proud on that last game for you, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think what I'm most proud of this season is I think Team Bath teams of recent seasons, I think, have been questioned as to whether or not we've got that real grit under pressure. And I think everyone will have seen how many games we've had where it's come down to the wire. And I think that was another classic Team Bath performance where we were down three quarters of the game and still managed to find that magic in the last quarter. And it wasn't without its errors. And I think games like that, under that pressure and tension, both teams really wanted it. I know it wasn't the final, but it was ours and Loughborough's final for this year. And, really impressed with how we managed to pull away.
Just the way the game went, I didn't think that you and Anna really needed to say much more in the third quarter time.
I'm glad you said that, because I was getting a bit stuck and I felt like I was repeating myself. But, no, I think when you get to games and moments like this and you trust your team, it's just making those small adjustments. And often it's just managing the player and the person and the emotion. I need to manage myself in that as well. But no, I think it was just, like you say, some reminders and just trying to keep them calm, because I think the reason why we were down was we were playing a little bit tight, and I think we needed that positivity and people to trust themselves a little bit more. And I think that's what happened in the last quarter.
And people will only see Bath when it's big massive events like this or on telly, but
yeah,
some of that play that was between Serena and then Sophie DL,
yeah,
and then Kim at the end as well.
Yeah.
Magical.
It is magical, yeah. And they'll admit themselves, we've still got areas that we need to tidy up on, but like you say, when it's on, it is outstanding, and that's something for them to really build on next year. And yeah, it's an exciting style of play, and that's what I've always enjoyed being a part of at Bath.
What a great final that was. Manchester Thunder have just beaten Wasps 57-52, and they are the new Netball Super League champions. Joyce Mulvers over there with Zara.
Hi, Joyce, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm very well. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How was it?
It was good, but, you know, it was tough at the first time because we had to come from the back and, you know, wasn't that easy. Yeah.
But you've done it, and fortunately you had sustained a bit of an injury. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how you're coping now?
Yeah. I'm good. I think it's not that bad because I can walk myself. Yeah, so it's not that bad. I just want to see the physio to see what's wrong with it. Yeah.
But, you know, looking forward, you've got the World Cup coming up. Yeah. How excited are you?
I'm very excited, no, to compete in that competition. No, it's very, very good, and you learn a lot from it, so I can't wait.
And going back to, I think it was that second quarter when you made that, you know, that turnover, it was incredible, that that goal difference that you made up and your shooting was incredible. What did you, what were you doing? What was the change?
You know, I think our coordination, I think, was good by then. I think we learned what they were doing and we changed our plan, as you see. Like, I changed my angle was strong, and my wing attackers they wasn't having problem in feeding me. So I think that helped us because we played to our strength. Yeah.
And what does winning the 2019 Vitality Netball Super League title mean for you?
Oh, to say the truth, this is big thing. You know, this season wasn't that easy. Every team was working hard, so I don't take it for granted, and I just thank my teammates because we're there, we're doing one thing together. So we just have to continue doing that until next year. Yeah.
Thanks, Zara. I'm here with Kerry Armand.
Does that make it a nice little parting gift?
Oh, I mean, if you're going to go out anyway, that's the way to go out, isn't it? Yeah. I don't think it's sunk in yet. I think it'll be probably on the bus journey home or perhaps tomorrow when he realises that no more Thunder, but can't go out any better than that.
And Thunder as well, they just dig deep. They know when to hide the pressure when to leave it.
We don't know when we're dead. We knew that there was a bit of a score in it. So we knew that we could just, there was time for us to come back for them. And I think when we started coming back, we just turned the screw and really took the game to them. And fortunately for us, they didn't have an answer for us today.
Wasps from their usual self, but yeah. Where do you think Thunder won it?
I think we stuck to our game plan, particularly in the second and fourth quarter. And, you know, we ran hard at things and, you know, we got turnovers when we needed to, at crucial times. And I think at the end of the day, it's what I said before the game, that we made less errors on the day, so we took the game out from them.
It makes it all that little bit sweeter, finishing that game like that.
Yeah, I don't really have any words right now for how it feels and what it feels like to end on a game like that. Ask me again next week.
Thank you so much. Debbie.
Oh, yeah?
You're quite welcome to bang the drum a couple of times. What does that mean to you?
Everything. You know, we won it last in 2014 and
been far too long.
Got to the final 2015 and then we lost our starting seven, our coach, and we were back to a rebuilding program. So it's taken us 3 years to get back to the final, and we did it and we absolutely smashed it. And all credit to the girls and Karen and all the staff, the character they showed in coming back in that last quarter when, you know, lesser people could have shied away and let it go, but they absolutely came through, showed the character. Ellie Cardwell had a stormer when she came on to come on in the last 8 minutes under that pressure. Just phenomenal.
That kind of pressure as well on a play, you maybe don't realise it in the crowd, but
yeah.
How you can handle that.
I know, exactly. In front of, you know, 6,000 people, Ellie came on. She did it actually in 2012. I think she was only about 17, 18. Kerry Elman was injured and Ellie came on at keeper and absolutely smashed it then as well. So she seems to love the pressure of her coming on.
Tracy must have been watching it somewhere. She tweeted almost instantly.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've not had a chance to check my phone yet, but yeah, you know.
Well, there'll be messages after heart, messages.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I know. Yeah. Well, I've not even looked at my phone yet. But yeah, Tracy's, you know, great. She's always going to be a supporter of ours. You know, she had a great 4 years with us and, you know, and set us on the road to our success. So, you know, it's part of her legacy.
Debbie Hallis there, MD of Manchester Thunder, delighted with her side's performance. And we'll be hearing much more from Karen Gregg in the next few minutes. So, disappointment for Wasps. Zara's been speaking to Fran Williams.
Fran, you have played amazing all season. So what can you take from not just today, but the whole season?
Yeah, obviously it hurts now in the moment and just focusing on that one game and, you know, all the things we could have done. But I've got to now, in the next few days, look at the season as a whole and how much I've come on and how much exposure I've got and had to like rise to the task of stepping into that goal defence position. And actually I've learnt so much this season that winning would have been the icing on the cake, but actually I've gained so much else as well.
Tamsin Greenway has tipped you as being a future goal defence for the, you know, for the England squad. World Cup is coming. How are you feeling about, I mean, that mention and the World Cup?
obviously it's nice to get a mention like that, but you know, at the moment I've literally just been focusing on Wasps. You know, I've been trying not to get distracted, knowing that World Cup selection is coming up, and focusing on the task in hand, which is just trying to win the Super League, which we couldn't do today. And but now, you know, I'm going to go in, hope that I can get picked, hope I've done enough this season, and if it happens then that's great, but you know, it's not been my focus at the moment, just been thinking about trying to win with Wasps.
Of course. And going back to the final, which is where we are right now,
yeah.
What do you think went wrong, or what didn't work?
So I feel like we had a really strong first and third quarter, and then weaker second and fourth quarters, and you know, I think that shows both ways for them and us, in terms of a team would get a 5-goal lead, then they'd be down by five goal lead, down by five, so it's really, really swings and roundabouts. And I think, you know, we had moments where we could have taken control of the game, and we just weren't consistent enough and didn't do our job for long enough.
There's always next season. Plans for Wasps for next season?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'm going to take a bit of a break now from Super League. It's been really, really intense, so just going to try and not think about netball for at least a week. I've still got some exams at uni, and then think about what next season, you know, later down the line, but for now I just want a bit of a rest.
Well done, and hopefully see you in Liverpool.
Thank you.
Rachel Dunn's been speaking to Clive Eakin from BBC Coventry in Warwickshire.
We started strongly, and it was a game of like two halves, really. It kind of flipped. We had the lead, they had the lead, we had the lead, and they had it when it mattered, and yeah, we ended up losing. Great to Thunder, they came out, they played hard and got the win. We've had a great season, it was ups and downs, and I think that was a great final, and we made three finals in a row as Wasps, and we're proud of what we've achieved this year, but yeah, congrats to Thunder.
Player of the season though for you, that's nice.
I didn't know, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know. No. I know.
Announce it while you're preparing.
Well, clearly not.
No, I knew I was nominated, but
yeah, player of the season.
All right, thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Oh no, that's an honour, but I couldn't do it without the team out there in front of me. They're the ones who get the ball and give me the ball, so it's a whole team effort that's helped to get that award.
Back next season.
We'll see. Dot dot dot.
And Zara asked Mel what she made of the season.
Mel, commiserations about today's game. Obviously, you didn't manage to make it the third win, successful win in the row, but what can you take from today? It was still a fantastic game.
Yeah, it was a great game, and we didn't play well enough for 30 minutes of it. It's as simple as that, and you can't do that. We, you know, wouldn't have made any difference if this had been a league game. We played well for first and third quarter, and then not well enough in second and fourth. And you know, I was really pleased after half time. We responded really well and got ourselves in a league possession, and then had a really poor last quarter, so not good enough to win a final.
Was it a conscious decision, obviously, to keep the same seven on the whole time? Did you think at any point of maybe changing some players, or were you happy with after half time with the girls?
Yeah, I mean, I think had we not won that third quarter, 18-10, and of course I'd have thought about it, but you know, I'm expecting that they're going to go and deliver another performance like that. So it's really difficult as a coach, because I wasn't expecting that they were going to lose that quarter so heavily. So I don't know. Of course, I'll look back at it and have a look and think whether I should. But you know, I think my gut feeling today was to leave them out there, and I thought they were going to do it.
You've got to always go with your gut, like, as everyone says. How have you found this whole year, being, you know, stepping up as head coach? How have you found it?
It's been everything. It's been busy, hard work. Takes kind of, you've got to be a bit obsessional about it, but you know, it's been hugely enjoyable, and the players are fantastic, and it doesn't change that today. They're suddenly not people that I care about. You know, they've worked, they didn't stop trying, and they probably tried a bit too hard in that game, and I think that made a bit of a difference today. So it's been a great year.
We've all loved it, and we've loved seeing, you know, the contest at such a high level. It's been such a spectacular season. But what will you do now? Obviously have a bit of rest, but it'll go straight back into office, really, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, I have a job outside of Wasp, so I'm back in that job for a few weeks already now. So as life will return to normal to an extent, we all need desperately to have some rest. We're obviously re-signing players and contracting new players for next season, so that becomes the focus now. And then the girls are going to have a really decent break, because obviously we've got World Cup to look forward to, and then we'll be having a long off-season, and we'll start probably slightly later next season, so the girls are fresh.
Well, a special victory for Thunder players and coaches this year. But what did Karen Gregg think? We'll find out from her next.
Oh, think for an England netball, change of direction is imperative in our athletes, and that is something that we measure them on against international competition. I think what is really different about the Mizuno shoe is the grip and flex. In netball, it's really important when the girls plant a foot and move, that that is just one consistent movement, and over 60 minutes, that gains so much advantage over the opposition.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop-start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
If you look at our attacking players, who they tend to favour a real light, speedy shoe where the grip and flex really gets them changing direction quite quickly to lose their opponents. Where our defenders, where power, strength, stability and support tend to go for the heavier shoe, where that is really crucial. They're so passionate about improving performance, and they've really shown that in working with each of our individual athletes in respect to how they can make small gains and improve their performance.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
I think the best way to start this interview is a way that only we can get away with. So why don't we have a game with blankety blank? You know how the game works.
Yeah.
Your first clue, it is a song by Queen, We Are the Blank or Blanks.
The Champions.
Very good. Second question. Two English teams in the final of the Blank or Blank League football.
Champions League.
Hey, that'll do. We can get away with that. roughly translated, what does La Champione mean in English?
The champions.
Hey, you don't get this on Five Live, do you?
I like it.
It's been an emotional few days for you, to say the least. Has it settled in?
To be honest, I think it was probably only about midday today I started to feel a little bit human, Andy. It's been a bit of a roller coaster this year, you know, to think we started soon after Christmas and in terms of match play, but obviously pre-season started back in September. It's been a bit of a long slog, really. So to come away with the win on Saturday and in the way that which we did it, you know, it's surely emphatic. And, yeah, it still feels a little bit surreal.
2014 was the last one. Far too long, do you reckon?
Yeah, you know, you can say that, and you can look back at, you know, the last 5 years, and, you know, we were last in the final in 2016. We were fortunate to, you know, to not win that, and we lost seven players and a head coach after that season. So it was the last 3 years for us. It was just all about re-establishing ourselves as a franchise and creating a base and building around those players that we still had, and, you know, bring through some youth, bring in a little bit of experience, and, you know, and it's nothing ever is just going to happen overnight, you know, and it's been a long, hard slog, and the girls that have been with us for those last 3 years have really stuck their heads down and got on with it, and it's been tough, but, you know, it's nothing that's worth anything comes easy as far as I'm concerned.
At the start of the season at Super 10, you told us that in a way you didn't mind that Thunder were seen as underdogs, but week by week you just got on with it.
Yeah, I think you do have to just get on with it, you know, and we've had some criticism along the way, and that's fine, you know, and you look at it and you think, well, we've not had a perfect season, but I'm glad we didn't have a perfect season, because if you had a perfect season, I don't think we would have been where we were on Saturday in terms of performance and us being able to, you know, turn the disadvantage that we had at times during that gaming tour win. You know, we've lost five games, and yeah, we were disappointed at the time, but we had to take a long, hard look at ourselves after each of those games, and we've had to slightly adjust our tactics as we go on. We've thrown new things at the squad as we've gone along, especially in the last 2 to 3 weeks of the season, and the girls have really took it under the wing. So, yeah, the underdog tag is fine. We take it, and it's not been a perfect season, but we're happy with a not a perfect season, because ultimately that perfect season was the perfect thing for us in terms of our preparation for the final.
Leading into the game, you can tell us now, but were the feelings just that little bit different? Did you sense something in the air?
It's a bit weird, really, because the last couple of weeks going into the semi-final against Bath, I felt good all week. I don't know what it was. Like, I just had a gut feeling. I thought, we're going to be all right. I feel confident, and, you know, the other coaches felt the same. And I kind of had the same feeling going into the weekend, and I knew that if we did everything that was within our power, we were more than capable of taking the victory. And, you know, Wasps were unbelievable on Saturday. So, you know, some of the netball that they played and the pressure that they put on us at times, and, you know, they made it one hell of a final. And, you know, it's, you know, a great final, I'm sure, for the neutral, and nerve-wracking for the Thunder and the Wasps fans.
You don't really need to say much about Eleanor coming on, but Thunder have a habit of being able to maintain that composure in the closing stages of a game?
Yeah, I mean, it's what you work for all season, isn't it? You know, you put yourself through as much pressure as you can during training sessions and scenarios. You know, you look at, okay, we're down with 3 minutes to go, what can we do? We're up at this point. And you can look at all kinds of scenarios, and you throw all your players into that. And obviously we've given Eleanor opportunities across the season to show what she's capable of. Started her, we've brought her on from the bench, we've played her at goal tap, we played her at goal shooter. We knew exactly what Eleanor was capable of, and, you know, when unfortunately Joyce did go down, every confidence in what Eleanor was going to be able to come on and do.
Happy Thunder fans on the bus back, and even that delay in getting back home didn't matter.
Everyone says you've got the best fans in the league, but I truly believe that we have got the best fans in the league. I think there's been a few murmurs around the drama now, how it's a bit unsportsmanlike and it's loud and all this stuff, but that's what being a sports fan's about. Nobody goes to a football match and sits in silence. You know, you want to create that atmosphere, and the team buzz off that atmosphere, and our fans love getting behind us, and, you know, we do all we can as a franchise to make them feel like they're part of our team, and ultimately they were there on Saturday. We had a fun bus that went down, we had parents and other friends travel from all over the country to come and to support us, and they certainly made themselves heard in that arena, and, you know, it was really greatly appreciated, and I know the bus home was a fun one.
Fair to say Thunder Bears had a cracker of a season as well. The Wasps were at the weekend dancing to Beyonce.
Yeah, I mean, Thunder Bear loves the attention, that's for sure. And
surely not.
He never seems to not put a smile on someone's face. So he loves the banter, he loves getting stuck in, and it's great. I mean, he is looking a little bit tired, so I don't know if he needs a bit of a spruce up before start of next season.
A word on Dan, Gabs and Debbie's support for you throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't have done what we did on Saturday without our support team. They've been unbelievable. Phil and Jenny, our physio as well, you know, have been absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, to be in a head coach position, it's a high-pressure position. And I've got, you know, staff members. I've surrounded myself with staff members that I trust, staff members that ask questions of me. I ask questions of them, and we're very open and very honest with one another. And, you know, to have that support, you can't do it without people like that. So, you know, the experience that Dan's brought up back over from Australia, and Gabby's been with me now for the last couple of years, and, you know, she's learning all the time, and she's an invaluable member of staff on the bench with me and at training as well. So I can't thank them enough, you know. And being part of a franchise like Manchester Thunder, that's a standalone franchise, we don't have the backing of rugby clubs, universities, anything like that. It's just little old us doing what we do day in, day out on a shoestring. And, you know, the people that work for Manchester Thunder and involved in Manchester Thunder, it's just invaluable to us, the hard work and the effort that they put in.
I don't know if it's a daft question or not, but have you watched the game back and enjoyed it?
Your question there, Andy, should have been, have you watched it more than 10 times?
Okay. There,
yes.
Good.
I think when we got back on Saturday, we all went back up to Debbie's house, the boss, and I think we watched it and rewound it and watched it and rewound it, and I know I didn't get home till 5 o'clock in the morning, so yeah, there was a couple of times there, and two or three times, four times maybe yesterday, and then watched it with mum and dad again last night, and I've watched it a few times today, so yeah, I'm sure it won't be the last time. The whole thing, it was an unbelievable final, wasn't it? You know, not just for Thunder fans and Wasps fans, I think for netball fans in general, it was an unbelievable game. And, you know, England netball put on a great competition down there, like the Copper Box. And it's just to watch it and watch it over and over again, I think, you know, it'll happen many more times, I'm sure.
The messages of congratulations flooded in shortly afterwards. Tracy was one of the first, and that's nice to see. Have you seen any others that have caught your eye?
There's been a few. I mean, obviously, I have a lot of friends in the netball world, and, you know, it's been great to hear from those, you know, head coaches from other franchises that I'm good friends with have all picked up the phone, and some funny conversations on the phone with them on the bus on the way home as well. So, you know, there's been coaches from Australia who have messaged me that I've coached in the Suncorp over there, so that's fantastic and greatly appreciated. And I think Tracy's brother Gary messaged us on Twitter, and I think Dan Wotton, the celebrity gossip columnist, has messaged us as well. So, I mean, it's always great to have the support of everybody, and, you know, players that have played for us in the past that are out in Australia have messaged, and, you know, it's just great to know that everybody was watching, everybody was supporting us, and for them to reach out, it just shows you how amazing the netball family is and the netball world is.
Players will get a little bit of time to relax now. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be busy because we are going to be as part of a holding camp in the build-up to the World Cup. So we've got a few games lined up against some of the international teams that will be coming over the end of June, beginning of July. So that's all being finalised at the moment. So the girls will get 5 or 6 weeks off, and then I'll bring them in for a couple of training sessions before we head into those games, and then after that they can go away and enjoy the summer.
The fact that World Cup's in Liverpool as well, it's going to have that knock-on effect for North West netball as well?
It's going to be absolutely huge. You know, I can't wait. I'm excited. The buzz is already there. You know, there's stuff going on pretty much every week, whether it's in Liverpool or, you know, the surrounding cities, and workshops and coaches and, you know, TV appearances for some of our players and stuff. And, you know, the buzz is there. And I think now the Super League season's over, and with the England squad announcement coming up on Thursday, I think, no, it's just going to tumbleweed. It's going to be absolutely massive over the next coming weeks. And it's a really exciting time for netball in the North West. And, you know, hopefully we can, as Manchester Thunder, we can be part of that and help create a legacy to, you know, keep our amazing region building. And, you know, we're a strong region already for netball, but, you know, we want to keep increasing participation and keep being as successful as we are as a region, you know, whether that's through our clubs or our franchises or our schools.
We've seen that Beth's injured, and despite being in the 20, Amma isn't in the 7, but maybe knowing Tracy, she'll have players in mind that can play in two or three positions.
I mean, you've seen the standard of Super League this season. It's been amazing, and, you know, there's always a bigger picture. Tracy's picked a squad of 20 players that ultimately, you know, her and the selectors believe in, and whatever her final 12 may be, I'm 100% sure that she's picked the best 12 that she believes and everybody believes is going to go out there and do their damnedest to bring home that gold medal. So I'm excited to see what that 12 is on Thursday, and obviously I wish every single one of them all the luck in the world.
Thanks for your support. Remember to join us on Thursday, where we have a look at some of those names that have been confirmed as part of the Netball World Cup squads.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream. And, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.